Mark Moses Show on Sports Radio, The Fan, 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. You can be a part of the conversation at 321-984-1234. Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Thursday edition of The Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Now, I had an open. I wrote it down this morning. I went over some notes of what I wanted to talk about and, you know, just some things that I really wanted to get off my chest. And then around noon today, something crazy happened. Yes, something I did not expect when I was waking up this morning to then become the open to the show today. But you have to start with this. It's such a big story, not just in sports, but just around the world. In case you just woke up from a coma in the last 5 minutes, yes, O.J. Simpson has passed away today at the age of 76 years old. Cancer got him. Cancer. I know he was sick here over the last couple weeks, and I know the family and even Orenthal James Simpson was releasing statements like, I'm okay, don't worry about it. No, he's not okay. He died today at 76 years old. O.J. And my first reaction when I heard this story is, it really shows I'm getting older. I'm going to turn 42 years old next month in May around Memorial Day. That's my birthday, May 29th. And I think about where this story, when that happened, where he was in court and, you know, the white Bronco and all that stuff, that was in the early 90s. That was 30 years ago. I was a little kid then. I was. But I can remember, even from my viewpoint, my memory, I can remember that being on television every single day. It was the top story. And they would show that, the actual trial, on television. And you think of the impact that had on our country. It really feels like this, and I could be wrong, this is my opinion, the open to the Mark Moses Show. I feel like that O.J. Simpson trial, that pretty much started 24/7 cable news. And that, like, every day you would tune in and constantly, what's the latest update? And, you know, CNN, Fox News, you can just go every single news channel in the country. Everyone would cover that and talk about that, everything. And court shows, and you'd bring on guys, well, I'm a legal expert and my thoughts are on this. And that all started from the O.J. Simpson trial. And when you think of sports, remember, it was the 1994 NBA Finals between the Houston Rockets and the New York Knicks when, during one of the games, NBC went split screen where all of a sudden O.J. Simpson's on the expressway in that white Bronco. And, you know, O.J.'s trying to call in to talk with people at NBC with Bob Costas. I remember all this stuff. I remember, I don't know why, I remember where it was like, I think I was home. Yeah, I was home sick from school and I was in bed and I watched them where they pretty much said, I'm sorry, not guilty. And everyone was losing their minds. Everyone. If you're born, you know, let's say 1995 to now, if you're young, right? If you're too young, you weren't born yet when they came out with that not guilty verdict, you'll never understand. You'll never understand how big that was, how amazing that was. I told this to my coworker, Eric De Niro, earlier today. I remember living in a world, a universe, where O.J. Simpson was universally loved, where people loved that guy. Remember, he had 2,000 yards for the Buffalo Bills. He's a Hall of Famer, Heisman Trophy winner. He was in, and I say this, I don't care. I love those Naked Gun movies. I love them with all my heart. The first, the second, the third, all of them. And O.J. was in them. He was Nordberg. He was great in those movies, right? He was big. And we talk about the history of, you know, athletes in this country with crossover appeal. And everyone brings up Michael Jordan. Hey, O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson. There was a universe we used to live in where he seriously had big time crossover appeal. And he was in commercials and on TV shows and in movies. And again, people love that guy. And that's why when it came out that his ex-wife and her alleged boyfriend, when they were murdered, and he's the prime suspect, people's brains couldn't even comprehend that. I feel like now, in the cynical social media world we live in, where everyone's giving their hot takes every 2 seconds, I don't think it'd be as big of a story. It may be. It depends who it is in Hollywood or in you know, sports athletes. But I don't know, back then, it's so important in the history of this country and the aftermath of it. I don't know if it would have the same impact today, but then what it did, again, where I feel like it started court shows and cable news network and every single day. Everyone knows that. When you say O.J. Simpson, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no hesitation. I put it into Google. I just wrote O.J. and it knew. Google knew exactly what I was talking about. Everything, all these articles. And I start, all these questions I start thinking about where, okay, is anyone going to the funeral? And maybe his immediate family, you know, are the kids going? Who's going? Is the Goldman family, are they going to go? Who's going to this thing? And where's this gravesite going to be at? Because that's going to be spooky. That is. Are people just going to just trash that gravesite? Are they going to spit on it? What is this going to be after a while? Again, never convicted of double murder. Nope. Not guilty. Remember, he went to prison for 9 years for stealing his own memorabilia back. Yeah, that's right. Didn't go for double murder, went for stealing his own memorabilia. It's wild. It's wild to think about. Remember, in the Heisman Trophy, you know, trivia, if you want to put it that way, he never lost his Heisman. The only guy that lost the Heisman was Reggie Bush. Of all the winners in the history of that award, see, you think, oh, it's going to be O.J. No. O.J. just lost it on his own. It wasn't taken away from him. No. O.J., yeah, he tried to steal it back, and that's why he went to prison. What? It's so wild when you think about it. And we used to live in a world where, you know, everyone on the street, well, I think he's innocent. Well, I think he's guilty. Everyone had an opinion. And then he had that book, If I Did It, Here's How I Would Have Done It. But I Didn't Do It, whatever how it's worded. It's like ridiculous. It's so stupid. Then there was a moment there. You forget this. It's on YouTube. He decided, like, he'd move to Miami, like South Beach, Florida, South Florida. I'm trying to make sure I say this right. And he did a show where it was like a knockoff of Ashton Kutcher's punk show. And it was called You Got Juiced. No, seriously. That's a real television program. Someone approved it and someone funded it. And then someone filmed it with O.J. And there's like a skit on there when, so stupid. He's trying to sell a white Bronco. You know, it's like an ad in the paper. Hey, I'm selling this white Bronco. Ah, so people would show up for the listings. Ah, let me look at the car. And O.J. would show up. Ah, ha, ha. You've been juiced. That's a real story. No, seriously, a real story. And, you know, O.J., so he went to prison for 9 years. Then he gets out. Then he's living his best life. And you saw him on Twitter where, you know, he's playing golf, having fun, smoking cigars, hanging out with buddies. Still dating women, by the way. God bless him. And then he's on Twitter and he's like, well, I want to give my updates on that big Chiefs-Bills game coming up. And you're like, oh, man, this is so awkward. So awkward. But now we live in a world where he doesn't exist on it anymore. 76 years old. He's dead. Cancer got him. And I bet you there's a lot of people in this country who are probably thinking, finally, cancer came through. Finally. Cancer finally did the right thing. It's awful. Awful. Oh, man. That was big. And he really was in that white Bronco. Really in that white Bronco. And he's on, you're watching TV, he's on there, his buddy's driving the car, there's, what is it, like 25 police cars chasing him. But somehow he's still innocent. And again, and when I look at O.J., the photo I think about, he put that glove on, it didn't fit. And then, you know, if it doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's what I always think about. We all know that line. Well, especially if you're old enough like me. Everyone knows that. And I think about my dad, who was an attorney for like over 30 years. And to this day, he'll be like, that's the worst prosecution I've ever seen in the history of mankind. He says that every day. Talk to him about OJ. Talk to him about that trial. That's what my dad brings up. He's like, worst prosecution I've ever seen. You should have done this, 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 this. But that's not the legacy of the story, is it? Dead, 76 years old. Hell of an NFL player. See, you forget that as well. Hall of Famer. Heisman Trophy winner. NFL Hall of Famer. He's one of the greatest players of all time. When they do those listings, you know, like NFL Network presents the top 10 running backs of all time or top 100 players of all time. OJ's on the list. No matter what you feel like about what happened his post-football career, he still will go down as one of the greatest football players at every level. I'm telling you, people love that guy. They loved him. I never thought, and I'll end with this for the open, and I really mean this. I never thought we'd live in a world without him. He's always been there. And it's been, you know, he was in his mid-70s. He died. It's like he's always there. He always somehow shows up again. He's always in the headlines. He's always there. And now he's not. Very weird. It's a very weird story. Usually, you know, we'll get like, you know, the text update from a buddy, or you get on Facebook and you see some, and it's like, insert celebrity passed away. And you're like, oh man, that's really sad. Like, I remember a couple years ago, you know, Tina Turner died. I was like, oh man, Tina Turner, she was great. Yeah. And I was playing some of her songs on the air. And I always remember the most famous one is, I was working in Virginia. This is 2009. And we get the word that Michael Jackson died. And I remember telling my buddy Kerry, he was so devastated. He loved Michael Jackson. I did too. And we went in his studio and he was on a top 40. And we just started playing Michael Jackson songs. And everyone was like really sad. Really was. And I think about this was during the pandemic with, who was it? Eddie Van Halen. I think this was maybe, when did he die? It was something like maybe September, October of September of 2020. It was something like that. And he died. And I remember I ran into the Rocket, 95.9 The Rocket studio. And I played Van Halen songs from about 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. I changed up the music log and I played it nonstop. And it was very sad. And I'm still sad about that. Because Eddie Van Halen is one of the greatest guitarists of all time. I don't have that opinion today where, oh no, this celebrity died. I'm not going to go on the air and then start playing, you know, great clips of OJ. I'm not going to do that. It's one of the weirdest, you know, celebrity deaths. It's just weird. It is. So, yeah, cancer did its job. Good. That's my opinion. Whatever your thoughts are, yeah, cancer did its job today. Thank you. I appreciate it. Let's go to break. We'll come back. It's one of the most bizarre opens I think I've ever done. Tim Walters is going to join us. Florida Today newspaper. We're going to get his thoughts on Josh Allen getting that contract extension with the Jaguars. His thoughts on the Gators spring game. And what happened to the Orlando Magic last night? They're going downhill. And they're running out of time with the playoffs starting next week. We'll break that down next here on the Mark Mosey Show.